Sometimes you need favor. Sometimes you need him to make people say yes when their policy says to tell you no. Anybody ever got a house you weren't supposed to get? Anybody ever get a job you weren't supposed to get? Anybody ever had God just give you favor? I need somebody to know favor is not fair. God's not even trying to be fair. He'll just bless you just because he decided he was going to bless you.
The favor of God is what he does for you that you couldn't have done for yourself. Hello and welcome to Destined for Victory with Pastor Paul Shepherd, Senior Pastor of Destiny Christian Fellowship in Fremont, California. Well, sometimes God will bless you with something you don't deserve, and other times he'll bless you by not giving you what you do deserve. That's his grace, mercy, and favor at work, and the three often work together at the same time. Coming up next, a great reminder of what it looks like to have God's favor in our lives. Stay with us now, or listen to any recent message online on demand at PastorPaul.net. That's PastorPaul.net. Or subscribe to the podcast at Apple Podcasts or at Spotify or wherever you enjoy your podcasts. Now, with this message, the miracle is in the house. Here's Pastor Paul.
So a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets cries out to Elisha, who is now the successor to Elijah, who's gone to be with the Lord. And what does the woman say? Your servant, my husband, is dead. You know that your servant feared the Lord, yet the creditors are coming to take my sons to be his slaves. Before we get into the spiritual stuff in the rest of the passage, let's talk about the way this man left his family. He's a faithful man. We know that. Feared the Lord, faithful as a son of the prophets. He's, in other words, spiritually, kingdom first, love God, honoring his father, the prophet, who Elijah now has handed that off to Elisha. Now Elisha, a spiritual fatherhood has nothing to do with age. You can have a spiritual father who is chronologically younger than you. It's not about age. It is about spiritual calling. And so, you know, even in the Catholic Church, you know that that's true. People sometimes who mistake me for being, they know I'm a pastor or something. They just assume I'm Catholic. And very often I'll be someone, they say, Father, so and so and so. And I'm like, huh? When it first started happening, I'm like, huh? And then I get it. Oh, yeah, they see me in that role. And so I just say, yes, my son. You know, I just go ahead, roll with it. No need of trying to correct you now. I am standing in the office of leadership that God gave me. So if it doesn't bother you, it doesn't bother me. But I'm not tripping. I know who I am. And so Elisha is the spiritual dad. She comes to him and says, your servant, my husband, is dead. He served you and your predecessor well, and he has been a faithful man of God who fears the Lord. Good that we are getting spiritual. Good that we are growing in our faith. Good that we're under the word of God. I applaud all of that. Now I want to know about your money. Yeah, see, he done lost his anointing. He up there talking about. I ain't lose anointing the first. It's still right here.
Yes, sir.
It is a shame that this man, wonderful son of the prophet, functioning in ministry, serving the Lord, loving God, did not prioritize taking good financial care of his family. I want to ask all breadwinners, which means I'm talking to not only men, but women. If you are in a family that depends, at least in part, on your money for that family to do well, you need to get your financial act together. Amen. Thank you for those amens. I didn't expect them, but I appreciate them. I thought everybody going to be mad at me. I thought somebody would have been packing up their stuff right about now. You should see from a preacher's pulpit, you know, there have been times I preach something hard and you see them right in the just get up and start. Can't get out quick enough. I'm telling you, from up here, you see all kind of stuff. So nobody has left yet. Thank you, Jesus. Get your act together. Guess what? You need to stop living like now is all there is. I know we're expecting to return to the Lord, but the Bible says no man knows the day or nor the hour. And so you need to prepare for your family to move forward for a lifetime, even though you want to be also ready to go with the Lord any moment. And if you leave and they were depending on your money and you don't have money in the bank and you don't have insurance, that is not going to bode well. And so I'm just trying to give you a chance to have a better track record than this man of God, who was clearly a man of God. He served the Lord. He served the prophet. He was a godly man, feared the Lord, served the prophet, did so many good spiritual things, but he was broke. Here's the problem in his day and in our day. If your family was depending on you, and especially true in that day because the wives were not working outside the home making income normally. That was not normative at all. And so for him to be broke and check out of here doesn't tell us why he died, how old he was, none of that. You know why? Because that's not the issue. It's not the issue with you either. And so if your family's counting on your income and you don't have anything, you need to get it together. There is insurance you can buy. I'm telling millennials, because see, I'm very legacy driven these days. And I'm thinking I'm in the third oldest generation currently alive in America. You've heard me talk about that. And there are four generations under me, generation X, Y, Z, and Alpha. All younger than me. I want to tell them all. X, Y, who is the millennials, Z, the millennials, most of y'all are still in your 30s. Some perhaps early 40s, but in your 30s, this is the perfect time to get ready for the future. Amen. Even you exes, y'all 40s and 50s, you still need to get it together. Because you're going to check out of here. Insurance isn't as cheap for you as it used to be. But you need to get some. Amen. If somebody's counting on you, you need to get. What if you check out of here and you have insurance? And they know that for the next 10 years or whatever, it will be financially as if you were still there. Isn't that a wonderful blessing to leave your family? For the next several years, they know you got it covered. You thought about us before you checked out. And it's time to do it. So, and you young folk, absolutely no excuse. Get it now. You can get some term, or if you decide to get whole life, I'm not an insurance seller. I can't tell you about the products. I know about them, but you talk to your people and find out what you want to get. Term or whole life, but get something that they know when you check out it. See, the goal is when you leave, your loved ones ought to be crying because they love you and miss you, not because they broke. I'm telling you right now, I feel it. I've been preaching a long time. There's some emails coming where folk are going to rebuke me for not preaching the word and instead talking about this. I'm not reading them. I'm telling you now, I'm not reading them. I got a staff. They look at one or two lines. As soon as they see you whack, they go, it goes right in the trash. I'm just trying to help folk just so y'all understand. That's the way it rolls in my staff. They know. Don't even send that to pastor. There's more wicked whack stuff that came. I never saw it. And most cases, they don't even tell me about it. Every now and then, they'll slip and miss. Y'all remember when this stuff, and they go, ooh, pastor's here. Because they know, I don't put that garbage in my head. You and your stuff. See, these, especially these days of internet trolls and what have you, people love being mean for no reason at all. Just come for you, don't know you, don't know nothing about you, but just going to come for you. Let me help y'all understand something. Pastor Paul doesn't care. I care about God, the kingdom, the flock. I care about serving people, helping people. You and your foolishness, I don't care about. So waste your time if you want to. Not going to impact me. I want y'all to leave your loved ones who are counting on your income well so that they can make it for years to come If I go early, I'm going to try to hang around. But if I go early, earlier than expected, and y'all see Sister M crying, promise you, it's not because she broke. She ain't going to be crying to me, how am I gonna pay this mortgage? Mortgage going to be covered. Expenses, living expenses going to be covered. Amen. Amen. She ain't going to need no man barking around there. Oh, let me help somebody. No brother man going to be coming around my house. The devil is so a liar. Ain't no big daddy walking around my house. Wearing a big old robe. Don't come nigh my dwelling. She is covered. She don't need nobody coming there and help out with the bills. The end's going to be meeting like a mug. That's the way we said it in my neighborhood growing up.
You're listening to Destined for Victory with Pastor Paul Shepherd, Senior Pastor at Destiny Christian Fellowship in Fremont, California. And the second half of today's message comes your way next. Be sure to listen to Destined for Victory wherever you go by downloading our free mobile app. You can tune in to any of Pastor Paul's recent messages on demand. You can order resources from our online store there. And you can even take notes from the sermon right on the app. Search Destined for Victory in the App Store and download it today. When the Lord blesses you in some way, He isn't doing it to be fair, He's doing it to be favorable. Here's Pastor Paul with the rest of today's Destined for Victory message, The Miracle is in the House.
This woman said, I'm in trouble. Prophet, man of God, help me. I'm in trouble. And he says, what shall I do for you? And then he says, tell me. What do you have in the house? What's in your house? So we just took care of the housekeeping of getting insurance and saving some money and stuff like that. Go to the financial ministries that'll help you get all that together. Now let's talk about your house. When you are in need of whatever you're in need of, here is a principle you got to understand. There are times when God blesses us by bringing a resource from outside to us. Many times God's done that for me. He's done that for some of y'all. When you were in need, God just showed up. You ever had God show up and you just said, wow, look at this. God can make. See, y'all just hear the songs and the old sayings of the old saints, but they live that stuff. When they said God can make a way out of no way. See, it's one thing for him to open a door that no man can shut. But sometimes there is no door. He just got to create a way. There is no way. He just goes in and creates. Oh, anybody ever had God just create? It doesn't even make sense how you're making it. You don't know how you're making it. But God showed up and made sure that the need was met. Whatever the need was, financial or emotional, whatever it was that you needed. Sometimes you need favor. Sometimes you need him to make people say yes when their policy says to tell you no. Anybody ever got a house you weren't supposed to get? Anybody ever get a job you weren't supposed to get? Anybody ever had God just give you favor? I need somebody to know favor is not fair. God's not even trying to be fair. He'll just bless you just because he decided he was going to bless you. Everybody else who know you're mad because you got something you didn't deserve. Some of y'all need to just advertise it. Get yourself a bumper sticker and just say, I know it's not fair. It's not fair. I know I'm living in blessings I have no business living in. I'm living in an apartment or a house I had no business getting. I'm driving a car I had no business getting. I have my needs met. God has been good to me. He didn't do it by being fair. He did it by being favorable. Some of y'all know, like me, he'll just make a way where there is no way. Sometimes you'll touch somebody's heart. They see your name. Somebody's giving out the job, making the decision. And they say, just something about this. I don't know. This person's application, I think this is the right one. They don't know, but God told them, give her that job. Get that man that position. The Lord did it. And I'm telling you, you need to walk in favor. Just please the Lord. Just do his will. And just know that when needs pop up, crises pop up, difficult situations pop up like this, God sees the difficulty and he's going to look out for you. Just like he looks out for this woman through the prophet. And the prophet said, first thing you got to do is let's talk about what you already have. Because yes, God can bless you from the outside like he's done for many of us. But at other times, here's the point of this particular part of the series. God's going to bless you by using the seed of something you already have. The seed of what you already have. So if your need is financial, there's a seed that'll meet the need. You say, well, the seed doesn't make any sense. That's because a seed isn't to be eaten. A seed is to be sown. Here's the problem with some of y'all. You eat your seed. Ooh, I just said something. You eat your seed instead of sowing your seed. You sow it. You say, God, I'm going to invest this. I'm going to plant this into the ground of obedience and listening to you and doing with it what you tell me to do. And you got to understand, God has a way of doing the impossible out of what little bit you already have. So I want somebody to begin looking, before I develop this in the next message, I want you to just begin looking at the seed you already have. Look at how God has blessed you. Say, well, look at what she said. She said, I don't have much. In fact, she said, your maidservant has nothing in the house. Then she said, but a jar of oil. Nothing but a jar of oil. Take the nothing out. Yes. I have a jar of oil. Amen. He said, what do you have? She should say oil. Yeah. Here you go. Here's the jar. You need it. In other words, this isn't going to meet my need as it is. But since the man of God is asking me, here's what I got. Hallelujah. What can I do? What should I do? What's the word of the Lord to me about what I have? Some of you need to stop comparing yourself to other folk, looking across the street, looking at people who have what you wish you had. Do not get into envy. Do not worry about what they have. First of all, you don't know what they have. That's the first thing. You see certain things. You don't know the headaches they deal with. You don't know the challenges they face. Don't envy other people. Listen to the psalmist in Psalm 37 when he says, fret not yourself, especially because of evildoers. When you see people who don't serve God and do the right thing, living all big, he said, don't even worry about that, because they're going to be cut down. It's not going to stay that way. They still got to answer to God. Don't fret yourself. That's somebody's word. Do not fret yourself over what other people do or don't do, have or don't have. Get your eyes off of them. Get your eyes on the Lord. Say, God, here's what I have. Here's my need. And I want you to use what I already have, because I'm going to keep doing your will every day of my life. I want somebody to look at what you have, because very often the miracle is already in the house and you just don't know. Yeah, sometimes he'll bring it from outside, but very often the miracle's in the house. Let me just mention, his predecessor found that out when, even in his own ministry time, God fed him at a brook for a while. You remember Elijah by the brook in 1 Kings 17, fed him by drinking the brook, and then supernaturally fed him by having ravens bring him food. And you know, raven is a scavenger bird. It gets for itself. But those ravens were instructed. Y'all not going to eat a thing till you give them my servant some food. Man, you should have saw those ravens flying in there, dropping him off all kind of food. And then they look up to God. You good? This good? Can I go eat now? So bottom line is, the day came when the ravens stopped flying in and the brook dried up.
Amen.
Lord, wait, now you've been feeding me. Now what's this? Don't sweat it when your brook dries up. Because if you're serving the Lord and doing his will, all you got to do is tell him the brook dry. You see, y'all got to learn it. Y'all got to stop praying sanctimonious prayers. I can't remember last time I prayed thou and there and that, what, all that. I don't live a King James life. I can't afford King James language. I'm like, Lord, you better help me right now. When you're mad, you need to pray, I'm fitting to hurt somebody. You got to pray like you got to pray. And so the Lord spoke up to Elijah and said, yes, I'm changing your season. Go to Zarephath. Amen. There's a widow there, watch this, that I have commanded to feed you. She's under orders. Just like them ravens were. Yes. They couldn't eat till they took care of you. He said, I'm now doing it through a human. Yes. And watch this, because the same thing applies. I want to bless her, Amen. But I can only bless her if she Amen. Takes what's already in her house. Amen. And gives it to me.
Amen.
And so he headed, his predecessor Elijah headed for Zarephath.
Amen.
And when he got there, he saw her gathering sticks because she only had one more meal that she could prepare. And she said to him, my son and I are going to eat this and we're going to die.
Amen.
Ah, what you think God sent the man for? All you got to do is look at what you have. Don't call it your last meal. This is no last supper. This is an opportunity to take a seed and see God create a harvest that'll feed you for a long time. And he'll do the same for you and me.
Sometimes God will ask you to give what you cannot afford to give so that he can bless you with more than you had before you gave it. He'll always show his faithfulness, but first, he may ask you to show your faith. Thanks so much for joining us for today's Destined for Victory message, The Miracle is in the House. You know, one of the greatest gifts we can give to others is the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's Pastor Paul Shepherd's mission here at Destined for Victory, and you can help. For a monthly gift of only $20 or more, you can become a Destined for Victory partner, joining Pastor Paul in sharing the gospel in every corner of the world through these radio and internet broadcasts. As our way of saying thanks for becoming a Destined for Victory partner, we'll send you one of Pastor Paul's most popular CDs, The Best of Let My People Smile. Now, this is Pastor Paul at his very best, combining his great sense of humor with the timeless truths of God's Word. So please call 855-339-5500 and find out more about how to become a Destined for Victory partner. Or mail your gift, letting us know you wish to become our partner. The address is Destined for Victory, Post Office Box 1767, Fremont, California, 94538. You can also partner with us through our website, pastorpaul.net. And if you can't become a partner but would like to send a generous gift this month, Pastor Paul will send you, by request, his brand new booklet, Caregivers Need Care Too. That's Caregivers Need Care Too, our gift to you this month, by request, for your generous gift to Destined for Victory.
We are to walk by faith, not by sight. We are to believe God to bless and prosper his people, but don't go to extremes. Don't act like if you walk by faith, you're not going to have trouble. It's not true. In fact, faith is built for trouble.
And that's tomorrow when Pastor Paul Shepherd shares his message, The Miracle is in the House. Until then, remember, he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion. In Christ, you are destined for victory.